Welcome back to Considerations from the Capitol from the Deeper Dive Podcast. My name is Bill Winnell. As always, joined by Father Larry Swink from Retreat. Good morning, Father.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Today is Wednesday in the octave of Easter, and Father will reflect on today's gospel from St. Luke. That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus, and they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on farther. But they urged him, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?' So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, 'The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread." Excuse me, Father.
Okay. Well, today, you know, once again, we have this encounter with followers of our Lord that are not seeing clearly Jesus, and they're in a state of disbelief, and they're downcast and discouraged. And these two disciples, the one point I want to make today, something to reflect upon, is as they're walking to a town, Emmaus, which oddly enough, we don't really know the exact location of Emmaus today. And it's one of those things where we think it could be, you know, obviously, as it says in the gospel, 7 miles away from Jerusalem, but it's very unclear where that is today. And that's somewhat mysterious. But the point is they're walking away from Jerusalem. And I think that's it's a great insight for prayer, is they're going the wrong way. they're heading in the wrong direction. And, I don't know if you've seen the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and, you know, it's the, you know, the one guy, who was the big guy in that movie, Bill?
John Candy.
Yeah. John Candy is driving the car, and he goes on the wrong side of the highway. And, this is late at night, and there's some people, they're yelling, "You're going the wrong way." And he's like, "How do you know I'm going the wrong way?" And yeah, they were trying to warn him that, you know, he's going to get killed. And anyway, if you probably know the scene, if you've seen the movie, it's one of the funniest movies, I think, of all time. But he almost gets killed. He almost kills him and the other actor in the movie. And anyway, they survive, obviously. But I think one of the tendencies for a lot of people, myself included, could be that, you know, after a long Lent, we can just take a break from, you know, holiness. And not say take a break, but just get so lax that, you know, everything goes to the wayside. And it's just our human tendency where after you go through sort of, you know, a time of discipline, that there could be like, well, enough of that. Like, for instance, if you're an endurance athlete, you finish like, I'll use an example in my own life is, you know, after you train for like a 100-mile bike ride, you really don't want to look at your bike for like 1 month or 2 months after the ride. And it just doesn't seem enjoyable anymore. But we can have that approach with the spiritual life. You know, a lot of times, you know, people will, you know, give up sugar, you know, for Lent, but then they just go on a sugar binge, you know, to make up for all lost time, or they give up alcohol, but then it's like the daily, you know, four or five cocktails at night just to, you know, ease the pain. Or it could be, well, you know, I know I exercise during Lent, but, you know, I'm just not going to do that right now. Or even worse is, you know, some practices of prayer, they're very helpful, just aren't being done anymore. So the question is as the Lord is trying to walk with us, you know, as we enter, you know, into this Easter season, are we walking the wrong way? Because basically what happens is they turn around, they go back to Jerusalem and they tell the disciples, we've seen the Lord. So after they encounter Jesus, they go back to these practices that were so helpful for them. And we ourselves, you know, can't kind of go back to the same old, that we want to, you know, allow the Lord to change us and to walk with him towards the place of worship, which is Jerusalem, right? Jerusalem is the place where Jesus was sacrificed and where the first mass was performed. And so the disciples are supposed to be faced towards him, ad orientem, towards God. And so let's orient ourselves and make sure if we're going the wrong way in our attitudes, in our, you know, practices, that we're, you know, we might not have to do the same sacrifices, obviously, we're doing towards Lent, but we have to have that spirit of we want to make sure we stay towards God and not walk away from in this time of Easter. Okay, God bless you all. Peace.